The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by Rain Clothing. That's R-A-N-E Clothing. You can check them out online. There's a .com. You can check them out on Facebook. There's a page. Check them out on Twitter. Check them out on Instagram. You can do a lot of things, but you should also buy their stuff. They have a whole bunch of, a slew of new shirts, people. I don't know what I have to tell you. Use fucks more. Just buy some shit. They're helping us out. Good people. They got sunglasses, they got bracelets, they got fucking vinyl stickers, they got everything you need, and their shirts are very comfortable. So, yeah, go check them out, buy something, we would appreciate it. Now enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't. I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read.
I'm Tony.
Wow.
Rap Paul.
That's how I sound. That's what I sound like.
Kinda.
Fuck you.
like the little girl from Monsters, Inc.
You're a real motherfucker.
Hey guys.
What, Boo? Oh, God damn it. All right, we're off to a fucking I'm Paul. Oh, man. All right, so you got any news?
Yeah,
you,
dude.
You big fuck up?
Yeah,
go
dude.
Ahead.
So I got a lot of news.
Hit me with it.
First thing.
Hit me with your best shot.
Ugh.
Hit me.
I'm firing away.
Oh, my dude.
Yeah, I came back with it. First thing in local recent news, it's been really warm out.
I already hate this.
It's been really warm out, and so I've been getting my tan on.
You look pale.
No.
You're actually going to look sick. Are you all right?
What? You're talking about this? No, this caramel skin.
Caramel.
Yeah.
Doubt it.
What?
Yeah, you're like.
I look like a Werther's, dude.
You're like khaki at
yeah,
best.
Yeah, I'm like, no. I'm like, fuck off. I'm like chino, like dark chino.
You're like a bad pair of dickies.
No, you're like a, you're like a bad dick. You're.
Got that?
You're the one that is the dick that you wear.
Yeah, it's real nice outside. The weather's great. I can't believe we're talking about this on
I
a fucking...
I started my motorcycle.
Did you? How was that?
Well, you saw me rip a little skid on when I came back in.
Yeah. You know, like, when you're a little kid and you, like, whip your bike sideways?
You
that's what this motherfucker's trying to do. I'm like, stop trying to be cool. You suck.
Oh, dude. It was like watching Mad Max in real life. It's like seeing someone do what you... You know, on a machine that's so powerful.
That's weird. That's what I thought, too. I was like, is that fucking Mad Max? Is that Tom Hardy?
I was hanging out last night.
Driving that fucking dirt bike?
I just look like Hardy.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Yeah.
I confuse you for Bane
from
all
Bronson,
the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that swinging cock.
Yeah.
Did you see how you walk through the house?
Black.
Yeah.
Come on, then.
Go ahead. You're hanging out last night.
And I was on Craigslist because we watched this video of.
Wait, you were hanging out and you were
I was
on
hanging
Craigslist?
Out and I was on Craigslist on my phone.
Hanging out.
No, I meant like I went to somewhere from Craigslist to hang out.
With Craig? Oh.
Yeah, yeah I was like.
Misconnection?
Yeah. It was just said needing.
Saw Tom
needing,
Hardy on the subway.
Needing
looking
friend,
for.
Tall, hard, cool dude to hang out
tall,
with.
Tall, hard cock. That needs to be in my mouth. You're like, I'm there.
And I was like, $5, I'll go.
$5.
Yeah.
All right, so. How
so
was the dick?
I was hanging out.
Yeah.
It was an alleyway under the bridge.
Nice.
Yeah.
Alleyway under the bridge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. An alleyway under the bridge.
A lot of alleyways under bridges.
They're all pretty much like creepy alleyways under bridges, except that nice neighborhood under the Y Bridge.
That's not nice.
No, it's gorgeous.
It
now.
Has one entrance. Yeah, it looks nice, but it has one entrance
but
and
no,
one exit.
Those are like $800 a month apartments.
Yeah, but they're subsidized.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
You're wrong.
There's literally a friend of mine who lives in one.
Doubt it.
And they are not subsidized.
You don't
her.
Have a friend.
I do. I made one.
Oh.
On Craigslist.
Yeah.
Sucked
a mean dick for $5.
No, I was watching this video called... The Reassembler.
Mm-hmm.
It has James May from. Did you ever watch Top Gear?
Sure didn't.
Okay, it's a little show. Might have heard of it. Mm-mm. You know, it has like 29 seasons.
Mm.
World renowned.
Is it about cars?
Yeah.
Not into it.
It's cool.
You also like Fast and the Furious.
No, I do not. Jesus.
Don't say that on air.
Fuck you, bro. Edit that shit out.
Gonna ruin my credibility. Paul Walker.
He takes old machines and shit and rebuilds them.
Yeah.
It's so enlightening. So fun.
Enlightening.
So I was watching it on YouTube.
Why are you already doing weekly recommendations and rejections?
Shut up. I'm not. I'm saying I was watching a video on YouTube, but then I got the idea of buying an old motorcycle and rebuilding it.
You're never gonna do that.
There's a guy selling two.
So you're going to get two now.
Two.
So our
Suzuki 80s for like $400. I think I can get them for $200. And then I rebuild them into 400 one
each?
Awesome bike. No.
$400 total.
They're like 1970s little 90cc dirt bikes.
Oh, they're like the mini dirt bikes?
Yeah, like just little fun little mini like.
So wait, they're like the ones that are like.
Yeah,
two, it'll
look like a
fucking
clown bike. Yeah. I'll look like an elephant riding a tricycle. Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's not so much like, I need this because it's my new fucking commuter. More like, it's a fun project.
Oh, my God. What I would give to see you going down fucking East Market, head towards Apple.
Yeah, one fucking gear. Just like fucking.
He tops out at 15, but God bless him.
Engine smoking. I'm pushing it. Come on, baby.
We got to make it to work.
No, more so I was saying like. I think I'm happiest when I'm industrious, like when I'm building.
Yeah, definitely.
By far.
You like the tinker.
And I have been trying to dissect what that means about what I'm doing with my life.
Lift your mic
a lot
up a little
lately. I can't go any higher.
Really?
Yeah, I'm too tall.
Okay.
I need to shrink the seat down.
Can you?
Because of my strong torso. It's so high.
I don't know if that most of my chairs are broken.
No, this is a broke-ass chair. Yeah. It's literally, I'd be better on a fucking milk crate. But,
okay, I'll get you milk
crate.
Well,
do it. You can't afford it.
I can't. I'll steal one.
From the milkman.
Yeah.
But I was, like, analyzing, like, what I'm doing and what I, like, what my happiest possibility could be.
And?
I don't know. And it's like,
building so you didn't analyze
stuff?
Well.
No, I can't figure it out. Fuck you. Wouldn't I have done it if I'd been like, no, the solution's easy, it's this.
Yeah, but you like to build things.
That's not really that fucking detailed of
Carpenter.
A thing. Okay, that's...
John
Carpenter.
You'll be John Carpenter. That's what you should
build,
do.
I'll just build...
Movies.
No, I mean...
And soundtracks?
I would like to be a grip. That'd be cool.
Oh, on a movie set. Yeah, you can lift your arms up for a while.
Yeah, that's a boom mic holder, not a grip.
What's a grip?
Grip builds all the scaffolding and fucking sets up the electronics.
So he holds the scaffolding up.
No, he doesn't have to hold it up. It's self-holding.
Oh.
You build it, and then it stays up.
Ah.
You know, like, helps build sets, fucking move stuff, get stuff right. It's a fucking,
I think you should be a boom guy.
It's like boom technician.
Yeah.
I do have strong forearms.
Tony Boom.
Booming on Tony.
That sounds good already.
Tony Boom.
Hey, get Tony Boom over here.
Tony Boom, where are you?
Oh, you guys need some sound?
Oh, you guys need to get a fucking overhead? You guys have the convo?
You whip up in your little dirt bike.
Hang on, guys.
Oh, there he is.
My boom mic hanging over my shoulder.
There's
like
Tony Boom.
Like a hobo with his stick.
Yeah. You got a bindle.
That's nice.
But
I was just like having a very contemplative thought about where I am in life and what I want to be doing. And I was eating some cookies. And, you know, I just started thinking.
Oh, cookies.
Yeah. And so.
Chocolate chip.
Yeah.
No weed.
Powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful chocolate.
Yeah.
But I just started thinking a lot because they were so chocolatey.
Yeah.
And
started to go kind of dive into your psyche.
Yeah. I really dropped
into an
oasis of thought.
That's why I don't like to eat cookies a lot, because I kind of fold in on myself.
You know? Like a dying star.
Yeah.
Luckily, you don't have far to fold.
Definitely.
Yeah. You're very shallow.
Very shallow.
It's like a puddle.
Mm-hmm.
Like
not
a
an ocean.
Of emotion,
yeah.
Not an ocean.
No, not at all. Like an inch puddle. Like, that could be deep. And you step and you're like, damn, my feet didn't even get that wet.
It didn't even go above like the outer sole on the shoe to get to like the fabric.
Looks deep. Isn't.
Isn't.
That's, yeah, mm-hmm. That'll be on my fucking tombstone.
Looks deep. Isn't.
Wasn't.
Past tense. Because
he's
dead.
Way dead.
Way dead.
He's dead as hell.
Died of a coronary after he ate mac and cheese with broccoli cheese sauce and chili and mac and cheese on top with
Parmesan and
hot sauce.
Okay, and hot dog flavored water.
And hot dogs, yeah.
I didn't actually, the other day I did make a full box of macaroni and put chili on top of it.
What time of night was that?
3?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, there it is, folks.
Hey, guess who didn't go out to the
prediction.
Bar afterwards because I had a tummy ache. So I did myself good.
Wow.
It was actually like 1 o'clock. It was like midnight or 1.
Yeah.
We went and saw the Baby Bear show together.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Came
Stiletto
back.
Was so good.
You were so like, oh, I guess we got to leave. Fuck.
Yeah, no. All right, so normally when Tony...
Oh, here he goes. He's so... Oh, this is the sanctimonious fucking, like...
Truly.
Hero Paul.
Yeah, I might as well have been on a cross when I went out of that place.
Tell him how sweet you are.
Yeah, I died for Tony's sins that night.
So I had an infected wisdom tooth. Didn't really want to be
there.
Yeah,
that's why...
And
we
was totally
annoyed. I wanted
annoyed.
To mention that. That's why we haven't podcasted in a week, because Tony's infected. He's got soft teeth.
Yeah, I had the soft palate. And
no,
the
you got
gums
soft
were-
teeth. You don't have a soft palate. What, like, I don't taste things well?
No, like the palate of your mouth.
Yeah, that's usually people like, oh, I have like a strong palate, meaning like they have like different foods.
Oh, I thought you had a gum palate, like
no
soft teeth. I don't have soft teeth, by the way. They're super dense.
No, you
they're,
barely drink
they're
milk.
They're huge, and they're the most dense.
I can't tell you how many times I've left for work, and I work only like 5 hours a day, if that.
Oh,
let's be honest.
Yeah.
No. And I'll be like, oh man, Tony has milk. I'm definitely coming home tonight and making bad mac and cheese. If I use the Annie's, water's okay.
Yeah.
Regular mac and cheese, not, especially Giant Eagle brand.
You're going to need the cream.
Called out, Giant Eagle. Big Bird.
Okay,
fuck you.
Yeah, send
anyways,
us some shit.
No, I'm not trying to get sponsored.
Yeah,
they have bad mac
are.
And cheese. I am. All right, so they have really good mac and cheese. Today's episode is brought to you by Giant Eagle's mac and cheese. So I'll get home, and I don't know how you drink a gallon and a half of milk, but it's all gone.
It's not a gallon and a half. It was a fucking quart.
So I don't know how you drink.
One fourth of a gallon. Literally not a gallon and a half. Hey, 1/6 of what you said, you son of a bitch. And I eat cereal hard.
Yeah, so I don't understand how you have soft teeth.
I love it. I love it. Dude, I don't have soft teeth.
Yes, you do.
My wisdom tooth was impacting into the other teeth and moving them.
They call you mush mouth for
no,
a
they
reason.
Don't. They, dude, I do not have bubblegum teeth. Fuck you.
Bubblegum teeth? You got little chiclets?
No, I don't. After you chewed it.
Hold on. I'm going to.
Because chiclets have a thin, hard shell. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
Mm. Fucking goddamn. Hold on. I'm looking up soft teeth syndromes.
Soft teeth syndrome.
Yeah.
People get wisdom teeth, asshole. It's a thing.
No. All right. Is an occurrence that usually occurs as a result of a disorder of the enamel, which is the hard outer layer of the tooth that makes it resistant to wear and decay. So your mouth is decaying and you got soft fucking teeth because your enamel's gone because you don't drink enough milk.
I don't understand what you're saying. First off, you tried to prove that I drank a gallon and a half of milk at one time, you stupid asshole. So that totally negates what you were saying. Secondly, I got a wisdom tooth coming in. It's a hard tooth hitting other hard teeth. It didn't mush into my fucking molar.
So this week's episode is either Tony Boom or Soft Tooth Tone. I think Soft Tooth Tone is...
It doesn't apply, but okay. Great. Wonderful. All right.
So, yeah, Tony lost all his enamel. That's why we haven't recorded in a while. But back to the bar story. So Tony's got soft teeth, and he's all bitchy the whole
all
night.
All bitchy because my face is throbbing in horrendous pain.
You didn't have to go to the show.
I told you I wanted to.
Yeah.
And then I also told you, if I want to go, will we go? And you said, yeah, dude, I'm going with you. It's all good.
He means leaving the show.
Yeah, like if
because
you want to leave, I'm cool to leave.
Normally when Tony and I go out...
When did
I
ask you to leave the show,
hold
though?
On. Normally when Tony and I go out, we get stuck there.
Yes.
Mainly because of me.
Oh, yes, because you...
I like to hang out and
the
I get...
The bright lights, the sounds,
yeah.
And the booze.
I am like a fucking 6-year-old.
Honestly,
like,
though... He's literally like a kid who's been away at like fucking summer break and he sees all his dude bro friends.
That's kind of how it is.
In one
though.
Big place.
Yeah.
And he just can't get enough of these dudes. He's
yeah.
Just, there's another dude. Here's a dude. Oh, that dude's got a new tattoo. I'm going to go fucking kiss him. Oh, give him 2 hugs.
Kiss no one.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to comb that dude's hair. Oh, man.
I didn't do any of that.
Yeah.
All right, soft teeth.
And so it's usually a living nightmare, and he's yelling and crying and begging to stay and telling me, I'm going to go stone house. I don't even
yeah,
want to go
I'm on the,
with you,
I'm on the
douche.
Ground fucking, like, stomping my feet and shit like that. I'm like, I don't want to
leave. Pissing himself,
leave.
Tantrum. And so this time I was like, as soon as the show's over,
right.
I watched every band.
Yes.
I was like, I saw you at the bar.
Yeah, I was hanging out. I wasn't buying a drink,
yeah,
though.
You were hitting on a dude at the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was hot.
Yeah, I know, dude. Mm-hmm. I'd fuck for sure.
I actually put him up on Craigslist. We'll suck dick for $5.
That's what I was watching YouTube with.
Yeah.
But I was just like, hey, man, you ready to go?
And I was like, yeah, let me close out my tab. And normally that means you...
Let me buy... Yeah, I turn around. He's like, shot in a beer.
And then I run outside.
Yeah. And then he runs to go smoke a cigarette outside.
You see the door swinging, and you're like, son of a bitch.
He just threw a shot glass as he was running out the door. Son of a bitch got a shot of Jameson.
Oh, he did a Jaeger bomb.
Oh,
I know
it.
Oh,
he's a monster. Because then the drive home is, I just had a shot and a beer. I'm going to fucking pet you and grab you and push your tummy in and tuck my titties.
What? Tammy in?
Tuck my tummy in and push on it.
Oh, I was like,
punch
what's a tammy in? You usually know like a lot of organs I don't.
No, it's not a real organ. I just said it
Tamian.
Wrong. Tamian.
Yeah, I do touch you a lot.
He'll punch me. He'll try to fucking jerk me off. And I'm like, I'm driving a vehicle.
Do this at home. Yeah. I'll come then.
Yeah. Like, oh, what's on the floor here? Is this a plastic bottle? Throw it around. Like, just an idiot. Like an asshole.
But that night.
You said, close my tab without giving me.
I was like, can I please close out my tab? Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Ma'am.
Ugh.
And God bless her, she did. I wrote a nice tip in, and then me and you left. I was actually waiting on you, motherfucker.
No, but you were outside the door, and you were like, come on, I'm waiting. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, it was kind of high and mighty.
Yeah, you're like, geez, I'm here, bro. I didn't even order a last beer. Jeez.
Can we go home so I can drink beer there?
Aren't you proud of me?
Yeah,
what do you have to say for yourself?
You were proud.
I was, but I was also like, don't get grouchy because you didn't get a
last
beer.
I didn't get grouchy,
beer.
Motherfucker. I just got high and mighty. That's all.
Oh.
I was proud.
Yeah, and I was like, you had to say bye to some dudes, right? You just say bye to all your dudes, and you're like, oh.
I didn't, though. Because I just left. I was like, if I do that, I'm going to be here for another 30 minutes.
You
so
probably,
I was like, I'll just
probably
go.
Had so many Facebook messages asking you where
you
went,
right.
Dude.
They're like, yeah, it was mostly like, thank God you didn't get hammered, and it sucked.
Ah, it was a really decent night, dude. Proud of you.
Yeah, wow. I can't believe you acted like a human. That was amazing.
No, it was fantastic. And I was trying to like then cheer you up on the way home, because I'm like, oh, God, he's a little stubborn.
I was not.
He didn't like the idea that there was more social shit going on, and we were heading to a dark house.
There was still beer left at the bar.
Yeah,
he was
dude.
Really angry about that.
There were dudes drinking beers in public, and he's like, I could be there. And we were heading to a dark house with a limp cat. And a little mighty sleeping.
Yeah.
But then we had a blast.
Yeah, we did. We watched, and I ate a lot of mac and cheese and chili. All right, let's get into news.
That was
and
fun.
Not about the weather or me drinking.
Or motorcycles.
Yeah. All right, so I saw a preview for Get Out.
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
Yeah. It's
what do you think?
No, well, not seen the movie, but.
Well, duh, it's not out yet, idiot.
I didn't know that, idiot. Sorry.
Oh, you're dumb. Okay. Actually, it might have came out.
Well, it's Jordan. I thought it was one of the dudes from Key & Peele. Jordan Peele?
Michael Jordan.
Nope. Different,
yeah, no, you said that. Hold on, I'll look it up. Daniel Kaluuya?
What?
I think that's the main actor, actually.
Oh, I'm like, you're wrong, but...
Right, Jordan Peele directed it, and he wrote it.
Told you, you're wrong.
Okay. Off to a good start. So far, it has 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, Tom.
You failed.
Is that insane?
Yeah, those are rares.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did Zootopia... have 100 or it's like a 90
like
something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no Batman v Superman. Hot 29.
It's hot 29.
But so Get Out, how would you describe it? It's an interracial relationship,
and then he goes into this town. It seems like
that's
where everyone
way shitty
is
to black people.
Well, there's in the preview there's a black guy that he tries to put his knuckles out like
yeah,
give him a bump,
like, yeah,
and he
up,
puts
brother?
His hand on it.
Yeah, well, like he goes to shake it, like he's
yeah.
like almost like
and
brainwashed.
He, yeah, and he looks at him like, why the fuck are you doing? Like, you don't do that, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that.
Well, at the beginning of the preview, they hit a deer or some shit, and the cop asks for his license, and she's like, he wasn't driving. He's like, yeah, I didn't ask you to ask me a question. Shut up. Give
no, I'm imagining that it is Jordan Peele's commentary
on yeah.
the the way the world is.
It looks way fucked up, though. It looks pretty intense. And 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's insane.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I like the preview.
Good.
Check it out. It's called Get Out. I think it comes out. Hold on a second. Let me check this right here.
Theater near you.
Coming soon. Soon on video. Remember the VHSs?
I do remember VHS.
It came out today.
You're dumb. I told you it was out.
You, oh, and you saw it.
Well.
You saw it.
I haven't seen it yet.
Exactly.
But I knew it was
it
out.
It just came out.
I knew it.
No, you.
I knew it.
You didn't.
You're stupid.
Okay, so, wait, hold on. Alien Covenant Prologue Last Supper. I don't
know
what that
means. Man, dude.
All right, so A Cure for Wellness. I saw this preview as well. I went and saw Split, so I saw some previews. And I saw Lego Batman. We'll get into that later. Don't
whatever.
Worry about it. I've been seeing some movies
cool,
without
dude.
You. Cure for Wellness. This movie bombed as fuck, but it looked kind of cool.
It
looked
did look
like
creepy.
Looked like Shutter Island.
The old insane asylum-y.
Mixed with Dreamcatcher, because there's little bugs in the water or some shit like that. I don't know. He pulls one off the glass, and he's like, what's this? And it moves. You're like, ah! It's Slither.
Nanites.
Maybe. Maybe. Valerian.
Valerian, dude.
Saw that another preview for that.
Looks so dope.
Same actor. What is Daniel Hahn? Is that his name?
I don't know.
Hold on, I'll look it up.
I just know that it's from the guy who made Fifth Element.
Yes,
and Lucy.
I don't know why nothing's coming up on... Oh, cool. Well, my computer might be updating right now.
Okay. All right. As I think it's we Daniel were.
I think it's Daniel Hahn. But yeah, that
you know,
looks...
I just bring this stuff out of my imagination, in my mind hole, and I spit it out of my brain mouth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cancel. I put it down the brain tube.
Oh man.
Into the mouth hole.
My computer's got a hard virus right now.
It doesn't have a virus.
It's like, yo, you want to trust this?
What kind of porn you been watching?
I don't watch porn on my computer.
Where do you watch it, you freak?
On my phone like a real man.
3.5 inch screen, I don't mind.
Daniel DeHaan. Dane DeHaan. I was way off.
Dane DeHaan.
Dane DeHaan. But yeah, he's in A Cure for Wellness and Valerian. And Valerian looks really cool. I'm scared that it's going to be like, what's that movie with Channing Tatum where he roller skates?
Oh, fucking stupid Wachowski.
Jupiter Ascending. Yeah. Roller skates. It looks like kind of might be like that.
Could be too bright.
Yeah.
But then Fifth Element was bright as fuck.
Yeah, and good.
Yeah, great.
So there's that. Okay, so here's some hot shit happening right now, Tony.
Oh, shit.
So you heard that Clerks 3 was going to be a thing, right?
Nope. What?
Like, he had already...
Oh, yeah, that he was going to do it.
Yeah.
And he never did.
Wrote a script.
And then it failed.
No.
And then he pooped on it.
He got funding for it. And then they were supposed to shoot in June.
Spent it on weed and Twinkies.
Yep, no.
And hockey jerseys.
They were supposed to, They were supposed to shoot in June, and then one of the four main characters dropped.
Yeah.
Assuming Jeff Anderson.
Oh.
I'm going to throw it out there.
I mean, he's kind of a douchebag.
Well, no, he didn't get paid for Clerks 2.
That's weird.
Yeah, and then they had like this huge legal battle and shit, and that he says I had to convince someone like really hard to do it, but he's talked before about that thing and Jeff Anderson being like, I'm not going back until they pay me. Fuck you.
Yeah.
So, Clerks 3 is now being turned into a comic book.
Okay.
So the script will be out there, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Jeff Anderson. Yeah, that he quit because it's like what Kevin Smith, Jason Mewes, Jeff Anderson, and O'Halloran.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay, right. I'm like, Tom?
Dante, yeah.
Yeah, Dante, exactly. And it's supposed to be like Randall's story. So that's going to be a comic book. I'm stoked about that. Bummed that Clerks 3 isn't happening. Now, did you hear about Mallrats?
Oh, come on. Is that serious?
Yeah, it was supposed to be.
Is it with those two fucks from the fuck movie? The Yoga Fucks movie?
What are you talking about?
Mallrats sounds like it's going to be two chicks.
No, it's a sequel to Mallrats.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, what? Okay, here we go again. So Universal, I guess he talked to his agent, Kevin Smith, and they were like, there's three ways this can happen. Either Universal will fund it, or they'll split funding, or they'll give it to you and you can go fuck off and make it yourself. Cause he can find funding. He already found like $8-9 million for, Clerks 3.
Yeah.
And they already like found the mall and everything like that.
Yeah.
And then Universal was like, oh wait, we own that? That's weird. Also, we've never given a movie away to anyone out of our catalog. We own that forever.
Oh.
Oopsies,
we want it.
And they're like, and we don't want to fund this either. We're making the Fast and the Furious, like that sort of thing.
It's so furious.
Then Universal Television was like, oh, turn into a TV series, go pitch it, find a home for it, and we'll do that. No one wanted it. A
couple of fuckholes didn't want it.
Yeah, so like Netflix, Showtime, HBO, like all that shit, like no one would take it.
Is it because it's 20 years old?
Maybe.
Yeah.
And then so now... Sorry, my phone was ringing. Thank you for buying that out.
Vibrator fell off the counter.
So yeah. So now, Jay and Silent Bob reboot is happening.
Uh-huh.
Because he owns the characters of Jay and Silent Bob. Doesn't own Clerks, doesn't own Chasing Amy, doesn't own Mallrats, Dogma, anything like that. Those are all owned by either the...
But he owns those two.
The characters. So Jay and Silent Bob reboot is what is the new movie. Now, that sounds weird, right?
I mean, it seems like it's done its course.
Yeah, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yep.
Now, here's the premise, Tone.
Oh, fuck. Is it Jedi?
See if you're into it.
Uh-huh.
Probably not.
Probably not.
All right.
Probably not.
Yeah. Okay, so it's Jay and Silent Bob. You with me?
I'm so far.
Okay. Find out that they're rebooting Blunt Man and Chronic. But it's called Blunt Man v. Chronic.
Wow.
And
okay.
And they have to go and try to stop that movie from being made.
So it's the same film again.
But with a whole bunch of reboot satire throughout the entire flick, and that's the whole reason for it.
Oh, to make fun of reboots.
Exactly.
But it is a reboot.
No, it's still Jay and Silent Bob. They're not like younger versions of them. It's still going to be Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you're in, right?
Yeah, that sounds cool. I will totally let you rent that on Xbox Video for me.
I think that might be one of those
straight
ones that like...
Straight to it.
He'll probably tour it.
Yeah.
Like he did Red State and Yoga Hosers. And then it'll be like released on video like a month or two after the tour. Yeah. But I'm stoked. That sounds fun.
Red State's like such a standalone, awesome film,
so
I think,
good.
In his
Tusk
fucking...
is amazing, too. I like Tusk a lot.
Half of Tusk is amazing, too. Half of Tusk is amazing.
Okay, no. If anything, like 10% of it you didn't like.
No, any walrus part.
Really?
Is pretty much out. The creepiness of the idea was about 10 minutes of it. And then the reality of it really sunk in. And I was like, oh, shit. I'm so turned off.
Okay.
Not into fucking that walrus.
All right. Well, that's all my news. Glad we got all my Kevin Smith out of me. Oh, hey. Jurassic World 2 officially begins filming.
Yeah, dude.
What do you think it's going to be about?
Oh, it's going to be about dinosaurs.
Yeah.
But they're going to have feathers instead of scales.
Fuck off.
Accurate. Dinosaurs.
I don't think that's true.
Ah, like a bird. Mm-hmm. They're coming from birds, dude. You never seen Jurassic Park 1? They nailed it, but they didn't show it.
They did.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
They did.
Mm.
And then they didn't.
Ah.
But I'm thinking Bird World, Jurassic.
Jurassic World, or Jurassic Park franchise is Universal, right?
I fucking don't know.
I think it is.
Yeah, I think so. It sounds right. Universal Monsters, yeah, they like that shit.
Yeah, and I feel like I see the planet.
Also, I think it's pretty tough that they're kind of going to try to maybe do a high-quality version of the Universal Monsters universe.
Yeah, that's what they're building right now with King Kong and fucking...
Gojira.
The Mummy.
Yeah.
That's I swear to God, that's supposed to be a part of it. Yeah. Fucking
that
Tom Cruise.
Did Nothing Nowhere film...
Did it come out yet?
Is it out?
I don't know.
Oh, God, I thought it just came and went.
I hope.
Holy fuck bags, that's not out yet?
So wait, you don't want to see it?
Never.
Okay.
What?
Comes out in 2017.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
June 9th. It's a summer movie, dude.
Lord.
I can't...
That's a blockbuster.
Yeah.
I can't
You know where
it.
That term comes from?
No.
Blockbuster?
Oh, because the line went around the block?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it would bust the block.
I'm smart.
People would fall through the pavement.
There's a lot of sinkholes and shit.
Okay.
Roads were shitty in the 1900s.
Yeah, when they had blockbusters. All right, so yeah. That's all my news. Do you have anything else? I think that's all the previews I saw, too. Yeah.
I contemplated getting a tattoo, and I didn't. And been sleeping really well lately.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Good to hear.
Yeah,
you seem well rested.
I redesigned my pillows
into
a different configuration. Now it's like a triangle.
Yeah, you have to sleep up because you're soft teeth.
No. My teeth are not soft. Mm.
They're so soft.
Well,
we had 26 minutes on news. Jesus
actually,
Christ.
If I bite too hard, they crunch into themselves, like down into the gums.
Yeah, so they're not soft at all. You're right. Okay, so we don't have a genre five this week, which is fine because we've been watching a fuck ton of movies, dude. I've watched so much shit lately.
I'm so triggered that
and
you said that I have soft teeth.
Well, you do.
They're
don't
strong
be
as shit, dude.
Ah.
Dude, you ever see me like bite through a tin can?
Never.
I can.
You do bite a lot of shit, like water bottles and stuff. You just chew on
stuff.
Yeah,
I chew shit, dude. I rip through, like, leather hide.
Like a garbage can.
Dude, I'm fucking trash compactor. Yeah. Watch out. Big Boss T-Sauce coming at you.
There's Tony Boom, trash compactor, soft teeth. all right, so we don't have a genre five. We're going to hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. So we watched a film together.
Yeah.
We watched a few.
Yes.
The first one, creepy. Good night, mommy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say I give this like 8.5 deep impacts because I did not see that ending coming anywhere out of nowhere. That thing was left field. Stop fucking texting.
I'm writing down the name of the episode.
The soft teeth tone?
No.
Tony Boom.
Tony Boom trash compactor.
Nah.
Soft teeth.
Ah, man. I like soft teeth Tony.
No.
I think I'm going to go with that.
No.
You don't name the episode.
It sounds too serious.
Soft teeth, Tony? No, it doesn't. Sounds like you have soft teeth, which is a condition. Your enamel's leaving it, and you don't drink enough
milk. It's not my condition,
you
stupid,
okay,
stupid
anyways,
little weasel.
Good.
Squeeze your crappy weasel. Computer all you want.
Good night, mommy.
Yeah. So,
the preview,
they're in what, like Denmark or Sweden?
I think it's Swedish. But the preview really sells that movie well.
Yeah.
Because it looks like a creepy mom flick.
Yeah.
But it
this
turns
crazy
out to
ass
be
mom chick.
turns out to be way different. It is slow. I'll give it that. It did take a minute, but I enjoyed all of it. And it shot like it looks like a postcard.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful scenery. Beautiful fucking setting.
Setting, yeah, definitely. The house is gorgeous.
Eerie music,
definitely.
There's literally only about four people in the film.
It's a probably like seven because like the two people that came and then the priest and then her and the two boys,
cop,
the cat,
the cop.
So. It's very minimalistic, but at the same time, it's a thriller, not horror. But it's billed as a horror movie. It looks like a horror movie when you see the preview.
It seems like there's going to be tons of action.
It's on Xbox Live. Like, you can get it on the marketplace. It's not on Netflix, which I can't believe it's not.
You can go to Pirate Bay if you know how to do it.
Yeah, but the subtitles are weird with Pirate Bay. Sometimes they're not on there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I downloaded The Hobbit one time, and lo and behold, couldn't understand anything the fucking orcs were saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It does. That white orc is so cool.
Yeah.
God, no God. You remember that part.
That's not from that film.
Yeah, it
yes.
is.
Continue.
Yeah. So, Good Night, Mommy. 8.5. What do you give it?
8.
8.
Not a ton of rewatch value because I got it.
That is true. I'll give you that. Yeah. But for the first time viewing it, that was a fucking
very
cool
beautifully
ride.
Very shot, though.
And it was a fun ride,
and
too.
And people that think it's shitty are probably dumb. Not right. They're probably big dummies, Yudi.
Well, yeah.
Oh!
That fucking gangly motherfucker. He shit all over me for
yeah,
that, too.
Dude. Tell him to take his draft legs and walk on home.
Fucking spitter. All right, so... we also watched Green Room.
Yeah.
Okay, Green Room was sick as fuck. Who's that kid?
The kid that passed away.
Yes.
From Star Trek. I forget his
fucking
name.
He was
name.
Charlie Bartlett. It's like, he has a weird name. Fucking.
Ensign Chekhov.
No. Well, I'll look up Charlie Bartlett.
No, it's about this fucking traveling punk band, and they get this gig from a friend of a friend, and it ends up being this fucking, like, neo-Nazi bar.
Anton Yelchin.
But, yeah. That's but true. The only reason it's any problem, like, they play the punk show, they're having a good time, but the only problem they have is they witness a fucking murder.
Right, so the reason why accident. It's called Green Room is that they set up in the green room, and then the girl puts her phone on a charger.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, why'd you take all... this part, and they're like, keep this hallway clear, it's a fire hazard. And they walk back to the hallway next to the green room, and all their shit's there. They're like, isn't this a fire hazard? They're like, yeah, load out now.
Yeah, like, just head out,
the other
come
band,
on, follow me.
Yeah, the other band needs the green room. And so they're loading out, and the girl walks in to grab her charger, and there's a girl that got stabbed in the fucking head with a knife.
Like, in the brain area, not like right in the face area. It's fucked.
No, it's like the side of, like, the top side head.
Oh.
Yeah, it was insane. So then they're like, holy shit, and they keep them in this room, and basically it's them like, okay, how do we...
They really don't know what to do even at that point at first. They're like, fuck, they're in there. Like
the Nazis, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, I don't know what the fuck to do. Like,
which Patrick Stewart's in it as well. He plays like the head leader of the compound area.
Yeah. But it's really kind of like that band fucked up and did something, but they're part of their fucking group, and they're like, we're gonna fucking clean it up and help them.
Right.
Fuck, this whole band just saw what we were trying to clean
up. The traveling punk band, yeah.
We're trying to think of a way to get them the fuck out and not have them pretty much like tell anyone. Slash, now they fucking took one of our people.
Slash,
hostage.
Now we have to make it a cover up and kill them as well.
Oh, and they do so fucking, it's so creative the way they're like.
It's brutal as fuck,
like, yeah,
too.
It's a really fucking, like, the way they're like, you'd think like, in a movie like that, like, oh, well, they're going to kick the door in and shoot them all with shotguns immediately.
Nope, unleash the dogs.
They literally are like, dude, Pitbulls. Like, let's shut down the show. Put out our dogs. They'll eat them. They went on our property illegally. We can say that they were bitten by dogs, and there were signs for dogs.
The guy that owns
so
the dogs.
So clever.
And he, like he's, like, speaking German at them. And it's all, like, bite, attack, like,
Von
murder.
Faust, yeah.
Yeah, oh, man. It is. And it seems like we're giving a lot away. We're not. Like,
no.
That's, like, the... You get right into the flick. It's
that's trailer.
Fucking,
like, that gives you a ton of the trailer stuff.
I'm going to I'm gonna give that an 8.5. I love that flick.
That
was
dope,
so good.
That's a fun film.
And rewatchability, too. It was, like, did I say it was kind of like Hostel? Like, with the goriness of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucked. There's
like,
parts where I was like,
all the parts that are, like, it's not John Wick 2. It's not a fucking, like, 20 million people died.
But it's, like, more.
But everything's very personal.
It's squeamish gory, yeah.
Like, someone gets stabbed, it's like they drag their ankle on a nail. And you're like, motherfucker.
Ah, God, that fucked me up just saying it.
Thinking
Jesus
it, yeah.
Christ.
You didn't say it, I did. Ugh, even worse.
Yeah, I hate when you say things. Why do we do this? No, okay. So, yeah, that was a great flick, Green Room. Also, on Marketplace, you got to buy it, people.
Yep.
We've been spending money, dude.
Gotta buy it.
All right.
Gotta buy it.
We also saw The Invitation.
Yep.
Recommended by the old co-host of the show, Bob Camparda.
The Invitation, Bobby.
Is on Netflix, by the way.
Is so fucking dope at the end. Yeah. I had a fucking, like, occult boner. Like, tragedy boner. Because, like, it scares me. That shit creeps me out.
You don't know if it's a cult or not.
No, I'm saying...
You don't know at all until the end. Then you find out.
Oh, just go see it.
Wow.
And you could totally also read the fucking synopsis.
Yeah, the... Okay, read the synopsis.
It's pretty much describes it.
No, it's way good.
The ending of that film is so eerie.
How do you feel about rewatchability for that?
I'd watch it again once.
Yeah. That's
then I would mainly just watch YouTube videos about other stuff.
Right. That's like a ride. Like, it definitely takes you on a fucking fun time
that
you don't really know.
20 minutes, man.
It's so fucked up.
Motherfucker.
Jesus Christ. And then once you see the outcome, that ending was mind-blowing. Same thing with Goodnight Mommy. Those both had very similar, like, holy fuck endings.
Yeah, holy fuck endings.
Yeah. Holy fuck
holy
endings.
Holy fuckings.
yeah, The Invitation. That is on Netflix. Shot for $1 million, dude.
That's really cool.
Yeah, because it was just that house.
Could we do something like that? Get
do you
fat
have
$1 million? No, but we could finance fat mill.
You know Trump's dad?
No, I'm saying, like, we could get a bank to give us the money.
Rob him.
Oh, I could rob a bank, dude. I could watch. All I got to do, I would watch.
Dark Knight.
I would watch Heat. Not Dark Knight. That is the worst bank robbery
truly.
Ever. Driving the school bus
How
out
about
of the fucking wall.
The Italian Job.
I could watch The Italian Job.
Yeah, Marky Mark.
I could watch fucking
Cuba
Heat.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Heat is the best.
Oh.
Because.
Heat is good.
Heat's incredible.
Yeah.
The ooh, Town. And, The Inside Job.
The Town.
Because I live in the bank.
Right.
And then poop in a hole.
The Negotiator. In case you get caught.
What? Oh.
You got to know how to talk.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, yeah.
Samuel Jackson.
And then, what?
Samuel Jackson.
Oh, I'm thinking of John Q.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He did talk. Yeah, he was in a negotiator style movie.
Right, yeah. John Q's good.
And I just watch Unstoppable with Denzel if you want to watch a cool train movie.
Yeah, or Snowpiercer if you like Captain America. We're all over the place.
Or The Matrix if you enjoy
computers.
Carrie Ann Moss
yeah.
as Trinity.
And Tron. Okay, so The Invitation, though. I'm 8.5s all day.
Yeah, this is like
8.5s.
8.5 Friday, baby.
Yeah, ooh, I like that. Uh-huh. 8.5 Friday. All right, so we also watched Finding Dory.
Yeah, we did.
Not together, separately.
Yeah, I was sick, and so I was like, I'll just watch these movies that are easy to watch.
Yeah,
and
isn't that weird when you're just like, I just need something I can like fucking turn my brain off, and it was actually a lot of fun, though. I enjoyed it.
Enjoyable, yeah. Nothing
six,
I'd watch again, yeah.
6.5?
Give it a 5, yeah.
Yeah,
it
right on.
Shit,
yeah. I probably wouldn't watch it again.
Wouldn't
but
recommend it to anyone but a small child who likes fish.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good call. We watched Arrival.
Yeah.
I saw
I've seen it a long time ago because I'm awesome, but...
I watched it for the first time. Holy fuck.
Dude.
9.5.
Yeah, 9.5.
I don't want to say anything about it. They fucking thread the needle for that movie so well.
Ooh, baby.
It is so fucked up. It is so cool. Everything about it is rad. Like, people might think it's a slow movie. I fucking loved it. And you're right. It was not Independence Day.
No. Not nearly. I did want to say something. It has nothing to do with the film, but I was reading... This fucking...
You were what?
I was reading this thing. It was a fucking article talking about how language shapes reality.
Yeah.
And how before the Egyptians created a word for the color blue, they theorized that people couldn't even fathom blue or see the color blue. It was a grayish... It would be a tint.
Whoa.
Instead of an actual vibrant color because they had no way to fucking describe it in language because that's how
so
we...
So it just didn't exist.
Yeah. You exist. Whoa. You can create new existences with language.
Okay, people. I know that, all of our minds
and
are blown.
Now watch The Arrival, and you can see
holy shit
the power of language. Like it's a great film, and you understand the premise is like, what are they saying? I have to try to figure it out. Language. So go watch the fucking film.
It's so fucking good. What do you give it?
Oh, 9.5. Yeah. It's a fantastic film. Very That's cool. Very
a lot
fucking,
of deep impacts for Arrival.
Very beautiful, dude. When it comes over the fucking hillside to see.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, literally, there's a old antique painting I have from like the dollar store or whatever from Abby Ann's.
Fancy.
in my closet that's garbage.
Wow.
And I want to...
I hide it.
Yeah, no, it's a piece of shit. It's just an old shitty scenery.
Like, why do you throw it away?
Well, I want to paint the fucking arrival ship into it because it's a scenery of like an open field.
Oh, we should take that fucking pizza box off that one. You should paint one on that, the city
one. Oh, yeah, just throw that bullshit away.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Greasy.
I'll do that.
Cool. I'm down. I'll watch you.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, Arrival. Fucking Jesus. Pay money to see this movie. You have to see it. We also watched Doctor Strange. That just came out on fucking DVD.
They know how we feel about
Strange.
Yeah,
Strange is so good. That rewatchability for that movie is fucking tenfold. That movie is so fucking cool to look at.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. 9.5 Deep Impacts.
It twists me up, man.
Nine Deep Impacts.
Nine.
What do you give it?
I'll give that one an 8.
Eight?
It's a good action movie. Yeah.
God, that movie's fucking sick. What else? All right, I think that's all the movies that we've seen together. So I saw Split.
Yeah.
New M. Night movie.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, it is fucking rad. Now, the ending takes you on a bit of a journey that some people might think is cheesy. I fucking loved it. They showed me exactly what I wanted to see.
Yeah.
They speak of a beast in the entire movie. So there's 23 personalities of the...
guy.
Fucking McDonald.
No, wow.
The
guy who plays young Xavier.
Yeah, son of a bitch. I know his name, but I can't think of it right now.
Ian McKellen.
Don't think that's it. Hang on.
It's Gandalf.
James McAvoy. We were so close.
I don't know why I'm not thinking of names today.
Yeah, same here, dude. Good thing we have the fucking computer. All right, so James McAvoy has 23 personalities, and they call, like, every time the personality takes over, it's sitting in the light. That one comes to the forefront. They're all there, and they're all, like, with each other, but whoever is talking at the time has the light. They only show about four main ones. You got, like, Hedwig, the little boy, etc. And you have, like, the lady one, and then there's Barry. He's kind of like the... like a designer, very like feminine features and stuff like that. And then the dude with the glasses that's like very clean, OCD and stuff like that. But they talk about a beast. And his therapist theorizes that the beast is him dealing with his father leaving. That's why it's always in a train yard in his mind.
Yeah.
And so they talk about that the entire movie. And then you're like, oh, they're probably not going to show it. They fucking do. And it is sick. It is so fucking cool. And I'm not going to fucking say what it does or what it is or anything like that. And there's a huge fucking, there's a really rad just like overall allegory for like life in that movie too. And.
What?
There's a twist ending.
No shit.
No, it fucking rocks though.
It better be as sick as The Village.
Oh, not that bad. I hated The Village. But yeah, dude, the fucking ending is way good. Oh my God. I was fucking thrilled at the ending. I was like, that's the coolest fucking thing he could have done.
I might go see it.
Yeah, you really should.
I have nothing to do with my time.
But in all honesty, it's not like a theater movie. I think it'd probably be more enjoyable at home. Oh yeah. It's shot cool, but like, you know.
Nothing special.
It's not a spectacle.
Like seeing Superbad in the theater. Who cares?
Exactly, yeah. Like Arrival, I really wish I would have saw that in theaters.
Oh man, was that a hard boner.
It's same thing with like Doctor Strange. Like that's like a movie that you should see in theaters.
Yeah.
Lego Batman, I just saw. Didn't really need to see it in theaters.
Yeah.
But it's a blast. And I wanted to like, you know, experience it.
Look at those textures.
Dude, yeah, it's beautiful. Will Arnett is fucking incredible. Ralph Fiennes plays Alfred.
That's cool.
Oh, he rocks, dude. It's so sick. Robin is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
The whole movie is like a giant love letter to Batman. It's fantastic. And they like use like different properties from like Warner Brothers, like in the Phantom Zone, fucking like that's like the prison that they send Zod to. And the whole thing is like Joker doesn't feel loved by or hated by Batman. Like he's like, I'm your villain. He's like, no, you're not. I don't do that and shit. And he's like, what do you mean? And so Joker gives himself up. So Batman puts him in the Phantom Zone. But it's like this like weird like relationship because Joker's like, I'm not your favorite villain. I exist because of you.
Yeah.
It's fucking beautiful. They merge all of the fucking movies together and shit like that too. Like all the Batmans. It's so sick, dude. It's like I said, like a giant love letter to Batman. It's a lot of fun.
I mean, I love Batman, so...
Yeah, I think you'll like it. Well, hold on. What was I just talking about?
Split?
8.5 Deep Impacts.
Batman?
8 Deep Impacts. But it's a blast. It's a really fun movie. Not anywhere near as good as Lego movie. I mean, Lego movie's, like, astounding.
Everything is awesome.
Go ahead.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Why?
Because... I don't know. I don't want to sing anymore. But fuck you, bro. Don't put me on the spot.
Okay, sorry.
I'm not your fucking dancing fat boy. I'm not a comedian. I don't do this for a living. Are you texting when our listeners are listening to our fucking glorious bullshit?
No, I'm not texting.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
You wrote, see you soon, sweet tits.
Yeah, I gotta go fix Matt's amp.
Oh, not sorry, friend, I didn't know you're
not friend of the show.
I didn't know you're a guitar tech, amp tech as well.
Go ahead.
I fucking hate you.
I have that on my fucking
app. How do you have that so readily available?
It's on my Apple Music.
Is it?
Not even search. Downloaded, motherfucker.
Just downloaded.
Yeah, I get really excited when it comes on Shuffle.
I want to talk about a game I was playing, too.
Please.
Okay, so, because I've been sick.
Split and Lego Batman, by the way. I don't know if I said that.
Yeah. You did.
I'm kidding. Yeah, don't see really, Lego Batman in the theaters.
Yeah, you're really fucking jamming it in.
Matinee. Both those Matinee ones.
Yeah, yeah. Go see Matinee versions of them.
Also, Split isn't really a horror movie, which is kind of billed as. Definitely like a thriller.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
So, I've watched every video about Mass Effect Andromeda. It's going to be awesome, hopefully.
Yeah, that looks beautiful.
Really, really crossing my fingers that it's as good as I hope.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to spend 60 bonesies on it.
Oh, dang. Did you pre-order?
I'm going to.
Okay. By the way, I'm not done with my weekly recommendations and rejections.
Oh, no, I know.
Okay, cool.
Then also, I have played a game. It's like, I think it's 10 or 15 bucks at most. It was made by the people, Supergiant Games, who made Bastion, if anyone played that. Bastion was a really cool game, but it, I don't know, it's kind of almost like a fucking, like, it looked like Zelda-ish a little bit, but like watercolored backgrounds, really beautiful backgrounds.
Like Ocarina?
Kinda.
Okay. Same, like, playability, like the 360 third person?
No, it was kind of stiff. Like, it was blocky, but
like God
it had
of War?
A really cool battle system.
Like God of War? Like, you can only, like, the camera moves, with, you can't move the camera, it's stationary?
I think so. I think that's how it was. But I only played Bastion for, like, an hour.
Okay. Anyways,
but
continue.
They made a game called Transistor that came out last year.
Oh, my God. You've been sucking this fucking game's dick so hard.
I've been telling everyone about it.
Yeah,
like,
it looks...
Hey, you guys ever played Transistor? They're like... What?
He told me the ending, and it's quite beautiful and heartbreaking.
It's a hauntingly cool fucking story. So, if you imagine, like, the Tron grid...
Yes.
...mixed with, like, almost like a Neo-Tokyo fucking city. Mm. It looks like there's programs, and there's fucking algorithms, and people are fucking digitized, and the idea of, like, being in a machine is normal, and when you die, you have essence cubes, and you can pick them up, like... But there's this lore to everything. Like, it's so fucking dope. But it's this game where
it does what sci-fi is supposed to do. It comments on life, but in a really cool way.
And it's such a beautiful fucking scenery. Like, you ride motorcycles and ride in boats, but you also
my lips are way chapped. I'm sorry.
What?
My lips are chapped.
Oh, just lick them with your dumb tongue.
I'm trying.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But it's just a super, super fucking pretty game.
Yeah.
The soundtrack is an original score, so it's all like fucking like
soundtrack's
synth,
beautiful.
Techno,
yeah.
Jazz shit. Like, it's awesome.
Done by Daft Punk.
Pretty much.
No, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
No.
Look it up.
You're an idiot.
Look it up.
Nope. Yeah, I have
online.
It on my phone.
Online.
Man, I have it on my Apple Music, motherfuckers.
Really?
So yeah.
Transistor on there?
Yeah.
We both have Tron on our phone.
Yeah.
God, we suck.
Transistor album.
We are the worst.
No, we're not.
Yeah,
and
we're
it was
the best.
And it was written by Darren Korb.
Aronofsky.
Nope, not Aronofsky. Darren Aronofsky. He now writes soundtracks for video games when he's not making
slumming.
Damn you.
Needs that paycheck.
Damn you.
All right, go ahead.
Transistor,
it's great.
The best part about it, though, it's about a 20 to 25 hour game.
Wow.
So you can fucking really get into it.
And you've played it through three times?
I'm on my third. Like, I pumped through, like, 15 hours through
I was
the
about
second.
To say 75 motherfucking hours?
No.
Jesus Lord.
You can stretch it if you need to.
Yeah.
But the battle system is one of the most clever fucking battle systems I've ever played. It's so expansive, so easy to use. And
but
can,
it also seems kind of like Final Fantasy-esque. Like, you
is.
Pick a move,
well,
and then it attacks. It's not like button mash.
But you don't have to pick turn-based if you don't want. You can just go live.
Oh,
and
so you can't button mash.
And just fucking waste them, yeah. You can just button
Neat.
Mash your way through the whole game.
Yeah, that's cool.
Or you can do turn-based, and you'll find out that, like, comboing this and that and then doing a backstab move, like, gets you a different percentage. Then
gotcha.
You can stun that. Like, there's shit you don't even notice that you're creating.
So it's easy to use, but you can also be very strategic
oh,
once you understand
God, yeah.
the fighting system.
Yeah.
That's neat.
And, oh, man, all the bosses are really original. They're
Is that PlayStation only?
I don't know, actually. Okay. I mean, if they're smart, yeah, because PlayStation's the shit, but,
blow my,
you know,
fucking brains out. God damn it. I turn my Xbox One on, and sometimes it doesn't even connect to the internet. Netflix crashes all the fucking time.
Really? Does it?
Yeah, like, I'll open it up and it'll be like, yeah, the app took too long to fucking open, sorry.
Son of
I'm like, what do you
bitch.
Mean? Yeah, so I have to turn it off, turn it back on, do
Why
the same thing.
Why don't you just try to sell it for like 150 and get a PS4?
Fuck that noise. I got games for this motherfucker that I haven't even played. I haven't even opened Arkham Knight.
You're never gonna.
Yeah.
It's about to be summer. Skate and Paul's not gonna be in the house.
Yeah. Skater boy. She said, see you later, boy.
Yeah, I know.
Wasn't good enough for her.
Okay, moving on. Go back. I really recommend.
Transistor,
and
right
I got
on.
The dynamic background for
yeah,
my
you
PS4.
Did. Yeah,
it's
it
so
makes some
clicky
noises.
Dope. Fuck
yeah.
off. It's also fucking interactive.
No, it is sick. It looks beautiful. The game looks beautiful, too. I saw him play it a little bit. And the ending is fucking haunting, as he said. Okay, I watched all of The People versus O.J. Simpson.
So did I.
Oh, really? We haven't talked about that? You haven't watched? Okay, right on. 3 days, I think? 2 days?
What?
That's how long it took me.
It took you? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, how long
you tell
it took
me.
You?
A day.
You watched 10 episodes in a day?
I was sick.
Jesus Lord.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Had like 3 days in
Cuba's,
a row.
Cuba's weird O.J.
I think, I don't know what O.J.'s like. If that's what O.J. is like.
But it...
Have you ever seen, I've never seen video of O.J. chatting during the trial. Or
true. Yeah, he's always very quiet and, you know, just like standing there. Yeah. But like, he seemed weird in the fact, like, I don't know, I guess like he didn't look like a football player. Like, Cuba Gooding Jr. is kind of like a slim dude.
No, he's a little guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what
O.J.'s big. He's like, I thought he was like 6'5".
Yeah, that's why I think that it's weird to see him as it. But it's fucking, John Travolta fucking, oh, he's so good. Bob Shapiro, that's what he plays, Robert Shapiro.
Yeah, Robert Shapiro. And,
chick from fucking, American Horror Story.
Who the fuck, what is his name? David Schwimmer as, Robert
Kardashian. Yeah.
Fucking really unique role for him, like, really cool.
Sarah Paulson, is that her name?
I don't know her.
Yeah, Sarah Paulson
name.
Plays, Marcia Clark.
Yeah.
The main prosecutor, yes. And John Travolta is part of the team with David Schwimmer. Fuck, who is the other dude that says the N-word like 17,000 times in the trial?
Well, Johnny Cochran is the lawyer.
Yeah, Johnny. Yeah, and that the dude that played him was fucking fantastic.
Yeah. Both sides. I love both the lawyers for both sides.
Courtney B. Vance is his name that played Johnny Cochran.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I've never seen him
fantastic
before.
Fantastic guy, yeah.
And the way that they made everyone look, too, in the series was fucking way good.
No, it's for sure like a really... I was too young to care about O.J. when it happened because I was a little
Same
kid.
Here.
And now I'm like, holy shit, man. The whole fucking... They stopped the NBA Finals to show shit for that.
Yeah, the Bronco chase.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, that's... Could you imagine if...
I remember the Bronco chase. I remember seeing that and, like, a lot on the news and stuff.
Yeah.
But... I don't really remember the trial as much. And it goes way into the psyche of the people that were in the trial.
Yeah.
Like the prosecutors.
I think my favorite part is the viewpoint of a jury in a trial like that. What the hell they go through. It's a year of their lives that they are trapped legitimately.
Not always a year, but yeah.
But like
in that case.
In that case, a fucking year where they lived in a hotel and then went to an office.
It's fucked up more so how fucking insane that trial got.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's mind-blowing. That show is so good, and I hope that, like, I don't know, like, how true it was in the story, because, like you said, I wasn't really into it.
Yeah, I also don't know.
Like,
they
what liberty?
It almost looks like they tried to evenly represent both sides to where you had sympathy and, like...
Definitely.
To both sides of them. Both sides might have been fucking assholes. Who knows what those people are really like. They made them seem very personable, very enjoyable, and, like... You saw why they did what they were doing.
Yes.
You felt
they
like,
put motive behind everything.
Yeah, justification for all of their, like, frustrations. And, like, when people started to transition, like, I'm a friend of OJ's now at the end of the trial, I'm like, they're not going to let him fucking go. Like, I can't say he didn't do this.
Also,
in my heart, it creeps me out.
I mean, I guess, like, it's not spoilers because this shit happened. But actually, you know, yeah, I won't go into it because I didn't really know any of it. And it was actually really cool to watch it unfold. How it did.
I think the creepiest part, and this is just part of knowing that OJ did not go to jail for that crime.
Yes.
That there was never one other lead. Any other suspect.
That's fucked
ever
up.
Ever indicated.
Yeah. That is
You
way
know what
true.
I'm saying? Like that, like...
Yeah.
You know, there were people that were...
Murdered.
Murdered, and it was...
Literally just didn't find that killer. Well, found
him. Happens all the time.
And mistried him. Not mistried him, yeah. But fucking found him innocent.
It was very, like, it's eerie when you read something like that. Like, oh, and not one other shred of evidence was nothing. Ever linked to. There's one theory that his son did it.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah. And there's another theory that the cops, you know, planted, right. You know, the whole thing.
Also, fucking, did you know that OJ's up for parole?
In 2017, yeah.
This year.
Yeah.
It's so fucked
for, like,
up.
Robbing, like, a fucking, like, collection, like, a collectibles shop.
I well,
to take back his property.
That's what it was, yeah. He was stealing his memorabilia back.
Yeah. But then, like, held
and
the guy there.
Too.
Yeah. But then, so I was reading about, like, his charges, and they should have been, like,
kind
fucking,
of
like,
little?
Like, yeah, blown off. Like,
but
or almost, like, probation and,
yeah.
Like, something.
Do you think he'll get out?
No, it's more of, like,
this year, do
someone
you think
wanted to fucking, like,
fuck him over.
Pull him back totally. In. Wherever they could, there was no.
It was kind
no
of like,
media cared about that.
Yeah, it was kind of like, okay, well, yeah, you do the like another thing. Like,
yeah.
Fuck up
you
one
fuck
more
up
time.
Again.
Yeah, you're gonna yeah. We're gonna hit you with a fucking book.
Yeah.
He's a fuck dude.
Creepy dude.
Yeah, and the fucking the cop. Oh man, the one that like found to be racist.
Yeah.
What was his fucking name?
Farrer or something like that.
Oh fuck.
I know who you're talking about.
Hole. Yeah, the dude that played him, oh my god, that had to have been the most discreet.
It's not James Marsden that plays him. I forget who it was.
Hang on, I'm trying to look
but
it
yeah,
up.
But yeah, he was, I didn't know anything about the case. So yeah, learning that there was a cop that nearly ruined the case by being on the stand with his,
by
like,
being a racist.
By being so
and
horrible.
And recorded, oh my god.
But it was because he perjured himself. Like,
yes.
He lied blatantly to yep. everyone, then came back and was like, yep. So,
my bad.
I totally don't like any of those people that I said I like.
Yeah, I might have used the N-word like all the fucking time and said horrible
like as if it were the
things.
Word and.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's the show's
he's
riveting.
Like, I'm holding it in right now.
I'm
I
thinking
really
about it.
I really want to say it.
I'm 8.5 Friday, dude.
8.5 Friday. Yeah, I get it.
That was a fucking great show.
In terms of, like, those true crimes, like, I dig that shit. I like that fucking making
a murderer
stuff. What's
it called? An American
stuff.
Crime
like,
or some shit?
Yeah, an American,
American crime,
crime
story. And there's three seasons, so they're doing more.
I was
going
to say, they're doing way more.
Yeah.
So, I would love to fucking see, like, a...
Dahmer.
No, I was thinking of fucking, like, an in-depth about Zodiac.
That'd be fucking
Dahmer, because there is a case. Zodiac, there's no case.
That's what I'm saying, so I don't think they're going to do
be,
that.
Like... That would almost be like an unsolved mystery kind of.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be
like
courtroom.
Those creepy ones.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be like a courtroom based series.
So Dahmer would work.
Yeah, Dahmer would be cool. It has to be some type of like high profile fucking like.
Because there was good recording of it all.
And like making a murderer, like if they like reenacted that, which I don't know if they would do. Netflix probably owns all the rights to that. And this isn't an FX show.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's just on Netflix
on
now?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I thought it was a Netflix original.
I did too.
Yeah, it's definitely
oh.
not.
Okay, cool.
That's why the chick
that's
from...
That's why we watched it 6 months later.
Yeah, and American Story, or American Horror Story. Like, she's in it, yeah. Sarah Paulson. And Cuba. Cuba was in the last American Horror Story.
Yeah.
Roanoke.
Fantastic, man.
So good, yeah. Check it out. All right, I watched Cuba and the Two Strings. This is the last one I got.
Yep.
That movie is magic.
Yeah, it was a really creepy movie at first.
I cannot believe that was stop motion.
Yeah. Tim Burton said that... Or no, not Tim Burton, Matt and Trey
Parker
from South Park said they would never make another movie like Team America because of how much fucking, how difficult it is. How slow, how minute every detail is.
I feel like I
and
read...
And this is like 10 times that.
If not 100.
Yeah.
Because like, it looks CGI.
Yeah.
When I was watching the mouse, like, the mouse looked kind of, like, weird. Like, it's almost like they made the CGI look like stop motion. No, it was fucking stop motion. I literally thought the movie was CGI.
Yeah, yeah. Like, no. That's just actual fucking stop motion.
Dude, there's, like, the fucking skeleton monster with the swords in it.
Yeah.
That thing was, like, 18 to 19 feet tall.
It's awesome.
That's fucked up.
So tight.
Oh, my God.
They had full villages you could walk through.
This movie's like a fucking achievement. Yeah. No, like, they're like, oh, yeah, soundstage. No, they, like, built a world.
Yeah.
Oh, it is so fucking cool. Just that alone.
So great.
Watch it for that fact. Like, be like, okay, this is stop motion. And the story's really cool, too.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I fucking love this movie. I'm 9. I'm throwing it
nine
out there.
9 in it.
What are you doing?
I didn't.
No, what did you give it?
Oh, I never finished it.
What?
What?
We should watch it.
Well, not tonight.
Yeah, let's get stoned.
No,
test bunnies.
We're not watching getting stoned like test bunnies and banging.
No,
that's
we're gonna
what
watch
that
Kubo.
Line is, by the way.
Yeah, no. Fuck like stone watching, test bunnies.
We're not watching Kubo.
Why?
Because I got other plans.
What?
Better plans.
Like
other stuff.
Okay.
And things.
What other movies did you see? That's all mine.
Go fuck yourself.
Kubo, though. Fucking watch the fuck out of that movie. Don't be like Tony.
You're the worst. I also saw John Wick 2.
Yeah, you didn't mention that last time we recorded.
Excommunicado. Dude, John Wick 2 is... It's up there in terms of sequels. Some people I talked to said it had a weak ending. I think it was an ending. It was a soft ending is the difference. There was a softness to it because it was the start of book 3. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't end on an empire note. It ends on almost like a New Hope note, to where it's almost like, all right, well, fucking go for it, man. Like, there's more to come. Okay.
Well, hey,
instead of it being like horrible and fucking shocking, gotcha. Okay. And like, holy fuck, bro, that ending, the credits came out of nowhere and I'm like teary eyed.
Right, I got you.
It was more like, oh fuck, it's gonna happen in the third. This is dope. Like, it already happened. It's up there with Aliens and T2 in terms of sequels, because I was satisfied. I was so fucked. It T2. Satisfied me, dude.
That's impressive.
Like, and T2 is even almost like a fucking, it almost stands alone.
Yeah.
To Terminator.
Oh, totally.
And the way John Wick stands to John Wick 2, they are fucking equals. They're shoulder to shoulder.
Okay.
Just as dope.
All right, I got you.
You know what I mean?
Well, T2 also like took like the villain and made it the hero in the second one.
Yeah.
Like,
T2 was so
That's one of
much
like, the
different.
Weirdest like sequels ever.
And also, if you even think of Alien to Aliens, it was a fucking small crew in one area.
Well, it was a horror flick turned into like a sci-fi action.
Yeah, sci-fi action, marine fucking nuke the planet from orbit. Fucking, oh, so tight.
So sick.
I say we pack up.
Watch Aliens.
Off, nuke the planet. Oh, dude. Fucking, we'll watch all three of them motherfuckers tonight.
I have them.
That's so dope.
I think I have, wait, there's four, right?
You get the quadrilogy?
I think so.
There is four.
Yeah. Alien, Aliens, Alien 3, and then Alien Requiem?
Alien Resurrection.
Resurrection, thank you, yeah.
Whichever one Winona Ryder's in.
Mm, Winona.
Winona.
When she's not out, like, fucking stealing things.
Hey, man, she's... I like Winona.
She recovered.
Ton.
Yeah, she's fantastic in Stranger Things.
Oh, she's so fantastic in fucking Scanner Darkly, too.
Yeah, oh, she's fucking creepy as fucking Scanner Darkly. Yeah. She plays really well, yeah.
All right, okay, so, else? Honestly, John Wick 2, it's just... If you enjoyed anything about John Wick, it's the same. My favorite part about the John Wick universe is you've seen John Wick, the first one.
I have.
How it expands on things. Oh, it's an assassin. Oh, he has a league of assassins and a coin that you can spend and, you know, a currency. And there's a hotel that harbors assassins and you can take contracts and there's ways to interact. It takes that, like, it almost makes it seem like, oh, regular humans are just nothing.
Right.
It's all about assassins in the entire world.
That's cool.
And the world's full of them. And fucking from the fucking bum at your feet to like fucking billionaires up in penthouses, like anyone you kind of look at potentially is an assassin. So dope.
Do you have any more?
Yes.
Damn. Okay. It's 1:52. I have to go soon. So we're going to
Paul wants to go fuck myself. Okay.
I also really have to pee, but Test of Tony and Movie of the Week are going to be very quick.
Oh,
go ahead.
Sure. Always are, baby.
Yeah. Who gives a shit anyways?
Wink, wink. Fuck,
they're
fuck.
Movies that people
Why
have seen all
don't
the time.
You? Well, I, no, I can't leave you that responsibility. You're not smart enough.
Go ahead.
I was going to say pick the movies for next week while I'm talking, but no, don't you do it. No, you'll
go
fuck
ahead.
Me. You'll fuck me.
Good.
Super Bad. Funny.
Yeah.
Watch it again. It's on Netflix.
What do you give John Wick 2, by the way?
Oh, fucking 9.5.
Wow.
I'll watch that thing 5 more times.
All right, right on. Cool.
Fuck yeah.
I'm stoked to see it then.
And then Contact.
Fucking Contact is the shit, dude. A lot of people hate that fucking ending where dad's like the alien. Spoilers.
spoilers from 95.
But Jesus fucking Christ. That movie's like very much like Arrival. Holy shit, I never even thought about that.
It's
all
another,
about,
yeah.
And they're giving plans, all that type. Oh, fuck my fucking dick.
My favorite part in Contact is the fact that the alien race that she meets, when they're talking to her, they're like, we thought this would be easier for you.
Yes.
And this is a place you've been, the beach.
Yep. Well, and that's why it's her dad, too. Yeah.
Same thing. He's like, I look like your dad, and this is a place you know, a beach with sand. And the fucking greatest thing I think about it is the fact that he's talking about infinite numbers of planets like this.
Yeah.
And that they're colonized, you know, there's species all throughout the universe. But the wormholes to get to these places weren't built by him. He has no clue who built them.
Right.
They left long ago.
It's not as big of an explanation as you would think.
But it's beautiful thinking, like, to where even them being interdimensional aliens,
yes,
they go, there was something way beyond us. And mm-hmm. we've done this way for billions of years, but we don't know how it started. It's just so fucking huge and vast. To me, I think it's the best sort of timeline for how big and vast alien sort of contact can feel. It was a very good vibe to it. So yeah, I've always enjoyed Contact.
I love Contact. Yeah. It's like one of my favorite alien movies, which is weird because it's not, you know, all blowy up CGI. More so like the contact of the fucking species to us. Wow, use the fucking name of the movie. You see anything else? That it?
That'd be it.
I give Contact a fucking 8.5, because that's what I'm giving out today.
Yeah, no, you're on 8.5 streak. I'm giving an 8 just because, you know, it is a little dated and I don't...
Rewatchability, though, that thing has it. And it's long as fuck. It's like two and a half hours.
Yeah, it's a lot of Jodie and McConaughey.
A lot of Jodie and Foster. Okay, so Tessa Tony was The Shining. Blood elevators. Will you play with us, Danny? Okay, I give it an 8. Moving on.
Okay, okay. I give it a 9 because that's one of my favorite films to rewatch, even though it's hard dated.
Yeah, oh, fuck
yeah. Hard dated acting.
I love that she smokes
Shelley
cigarettes
Duvall
all the time.
Shelley Duvall is horrible. I do not care for her.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's shrill.
I do not like her. Her whole... Ugh.
She's got horse teeth.
Dude, she...
I'm not judging her.
Her appearance aside, I think her outfits look gorgeous. I think that, like, her character responds well to the fucking events.
I was about to say, she acts... But, I don't know. I think she acts well in that movie.
Oh, I hate it.
Really?
She always just... It's very campy, like... Oh, I think we're really going to like it, too. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
That's weird. Yeah, I don't get that at all.
Yeah, she talks to the character, or the head cook.
Yeah.
It just rewatch that little part where she introduces...
Catman Scruthers.
Yeah, like, honestly, it's harsh. I'm like, oh, fuck, man. You did not... Be, and I heard that there were a lot of dramas on the set because she wasn't pulling off the performances that Stanley wanted.
Well, I heard
wanted.
That, like, he would yell at her to get her emotional to film her.
Well, that's just it. If she
like, he
kind
of, like, emotionally beat the shit out of her, like, on set to
You might
get
not
that.
Have to if you're a better actress, is all I'm saying.
Fair.
You put Naomi Watts in there, she'd be fucking screaming her heart out and crying. I just started watching a
put
movie.
Put Dakota Fanning in the role, fucking kill it.
I think Naomi Watts.
Dakota Fanning can scream like no other.
I also
fucking...
think Naomi Watts is like one of my favorite actresses.
I think Dakota Fanning's mine.
Really?
Only as a child, though. I don't like you see The Runaways?
Man on Fire?
Yeah. Dude, she is fucking brilliant in that.
Gorgeous.
Like, that's insane.
Gorgeous film.
A lot of someone brought up Jaden Smith the other day, and I was like, yeah, he was great in The Pursuit of Happiness. And they're like, oh, well, he was a kid. And I'm like, which kind of makes it more insane because he understands
it's
how
almost
to
like
emote.
Saying, like, I really, really liked Leonardo DiCaprio in Grapes.
Yeah.
What's Killing Gilbert Grape.
Yeah.
Grapes. You should really like that. Yeah, Grapes. The one title of the movie has Grapes in it.
Oh, man. Grapes was so good.
Leo and Grapes, great, great performance.
I know, boy. His name is Arnie.
But what he pulled off at that age.
Incredible.
Was astonishing.
Yeah, him in Growing Pains. I mean, come on.
Same thing with Keanu and River Phoenix in My Own Private Idaho. Those dudes were like 16.
Same thing with River Phoenix and fucking Stand By Me.
Frick.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So good. Okay, so Shining. Yeah, I'll bump it up to a 9 as well, because that movie is fucking so good to watch.
So good to watch. So beautiful.
Read the book, though, because it's way better than the movie. Ooh. They're actually like...
Yeah.
They're like the different things with the same subject matter, kind of. The book is so much more ghosty and shit like that, and Danny is so cool in it.
Yeah.
And Tony... I've explained this on another podcast. Go fucking listen to it.
Tony.
All right.
Hello, Mrs. Torrance.
All right, so we watched Red Dragon.
Ray Fiennes.
I liked it. Yeah, Ray Fiennes, yeah. And fucking Sirius Black, son of a bitch. What's his name?
Gary Oldman. Sirius Black.
Yeah,
What?
He's the fucking...
That's Hannibal.
Huh?
That's Hannibal.
Oh.
You're getting the movies all mixed up there, dum-dum.
They're both...
Wow.
Hannibal.
You've derailed.
It's got to be your bull.
It's got to be your Hannibal. No, moron.
Okay, right on. Yeah, yeah. This derailed. Is the one with Edward Norton.
Edward Norton. Yeah, yeah, Ray Fiennes. And all the other shenanigans that ensue in a movie that was years before Silence of the Lambs.
Right, it's a prequel.
Correct.
We found that out 2 weeks ago when we talked about it then.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch the whole thing, but I believe I own it, which I don't know why I paid for it.
Yeah.
I'll give it like a 7.5.
All right.
7.
All right. 7. I really, really enjoy Ray and everything he does.
Rafe.
Rafe Fiennes. I hate his name.
All right. We'll just say it fucking right.
Rafe?
Maybe he hates yours.
He doesn't know me.
Yeah.
Stupid ass.
Yeah, you're fucking a bug underneath the shoe.
I'm Go a ahead. Nobody.
Yep. A no buggy.
He's one of my favorite actors. He's a very good guy at what he does.
Love him.
Edward Norton. Yeah, I mean, kind of phoned it in a little bit.
Bit?
Yep.
Yeah.
Anthony Hopkins was there.
Great.
Yeah.
Anthony Hopkins is good at everything.
He was playing the Anthony Hopkins slash character.
Yes.
From Silence of the Lambs that he does.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much him.
Yeah. I think he's like the main part of that movie that rocks.
Yeah. Because everything cool. he says is cool.
Cool premise, though.
Just, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The idea that... I don't know. Thomas Harris wrote it, and there's a movie called Red Dragon that came out in the 80s, and it's atrocious.
Oh.
Don't ever see it.
Okay.
But it was much more intimate. There was a lot more Lecter.
Yeah.
Than there was in the film. Mm-hmm. In this film, they kind of like wanted to really show you what the bad guy was, and there was a lot of his story and his humanity, or lost humanity, whatever you would want to call it. And so there's stuff that's not even in the book that's in the film. You know what I mean? Same thing as fucking
totally.
The Shining.
Yeah.
But that was one of the first books I ever read, by the way.
The Shining?
Like, big book. You know what I mean? Not like a fucking...
You read The Shining?
Yeah. No. Sorry. Red Dragon.
Oh, I was like, because I described it to you. And you didn't know dick about
no,
it.
No. Sorry, Red Dragon.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's
neat.
You know, I've read books as a kid. I was like, Boxcar Kids and shit.
Fuck
know?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, Hardy Boys.
Yeah. Ah, Hardy Boys. I was a Goosebumps boy.
Shut up. You are a Goosebump.
Mm-hmm.
Look at your face.
Yep.
But yeah, no, it's great. Great film.
It's all pimply.
Not a ton of rewatch ability, but...
That's what I'm saying. That's what
it is eerie.
You know what? 6.5. Fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him. Fuck him. I give it a fucking 6.5 too, because, you know, I'm a follower. Fuck him.
All right, so next week, I found this thing called Gantz Zero.
What are you talking
G-A-N-T-Z?
About?
G-A-N-T-Z?
Do you even know what you're saying?
No, it's a... Yeah, I don't. It's like kind of like a it looks like an anime, but it's CGI. Look at my fucking
phone. I am looking at it. I could see it.
Oh, you're such a douche.
I don't know if I'm gonna like this at all.
All right, that's gonna be movie of the week.
Fuck off.
No, it is. I've decided for us, and I was thinking
Harlock Space Pirate.
I've seen that. That's fucking sick.
Oh yeah, you did. You did watch
it. I like that a lot. Yeah. Knowing.
Come on.
Tessa Tony.
All right.
You liked it.
I like 1% of it, so let's see.
When we've recently talked about that
I'd
scene.
Rather watch Next.
Really?
With Jessica Biel?
Yeah, are you fucking kidding me?
I like when he runs down the hill, he knows where things are going to come.
All right, so Tessa Tony is going to be Knowing. Movie of the Week is going to be Gantz Zero. It's like an hour and like 45 minutes long. It won't be that bad. And it looks like
Final
Fantasy.
That's what we're watching tonight.
Final Fantasy is what...
No. Oh, like real solid animation.
It looks insane, yeah.
We'll be watching that tonight, guys,
and I think
when
it's
we
a
eat cookies.
Netflix original, too.
You old Netflix originally shut up.
Never mind. No, it's not. Okay. Anyways, until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production, executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.